A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brialso Lake puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Welcome back to Cougar Sports Saturday. Hour number one flying by. The main topic here is you join Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte. It's college football and, of course, a couple conferences, namely the Big Ten and Pac-12. Conference-only situation, meaning BYU only has seven games now on their schedule. And we just had Dave McCann on. Great interview. Of course, if you missed that or any of the show or previous shows for that matter, because we've had great content throughout all of this pandemic, head over to kslsports.com, go to the podcast, subscribe, listen, and you can get these podcasts anywhere you listen to podcasts, Apple Podcasts as well. But great stuff there. And he mentioned if football is played, Dave believes that BYU is going to play a full schedule. And there was some encouraging news yesterday, Mitch, in that not all the Power 5 conferences made that announcement within the same period of time. The SEC is waiting. The ACC is waiting. The Big 12 is waiting as well. So if we can get under control and those conferences want to play 12 games, then BYU would be a likely candidate to fill some of those games.
Yeah, and BYU would be more than happy to make that happen. I mean, because you see some of the players and coaches on social media, they just want to play, even if it's against Dixie State or Weber State, and that's no discredit to those programs, but you don't want to play multiple FCS games. But at this point, you're willing to make it happen. You want to do whatever it takes to have a season take place. And Texter 8488 writes in, feels like the chances of football happening at all are dwindling. What percentage do you place on the chance of any college football being played? I honestly would say about 35% right now. That's crazy. I feel weird saying that, Matt, just because I think that a couple weeks ago I was like, we're locked and loaded. Once voluntary workouts happen, it's going to be all things to go, but that just hasn't been the case.
I like that Texter 8488 framed his question in a what are the odds format, staying true to Cougar Sports Saturday here. I'm going to go higher, Mitch. I'm going to go 55% college football is still going to be played. I think one stat that still brings me hope is that there have been minimal deaths in the age group of college athletes. And so if we can get the cases under control, the government health information says that that age group is really not at risk. And so that still gives me some hope and comfort that we can play safely. But if the cases continue to increase day over day, I don't see how it happens. But I'm still holding out hope at this point. We're still 2 months away. I mean, there's still an opportunity for us as a country to reverse the trend and get this under control. And let's all cross our fingers that happens. And we're talking about hypothetical situations. You mentioned earlier, you think, you know, a Mountain West pairing would make sense. That could fit because they've been hit by some of these cancellations. Well, you look at Utah State, they're losing games against Washington State and Washington. And there's some really interesting games out there on dates that BYU has, Mitch, that I think would be a really intriguing fit. One that kind of jumped out to me, and it's already happened, and I thought it was a great game a couple years ago. West Virginia has an opening on September 19th, as Maryland has canceled that game. So if the Big 12 wants to fill out their schedule, I mean, there's some obvious pairings there that would make sense.
Yeah, that would be a good one. Also, the biggest name that's impacted by the Pac-12 and Big Ten deciding to go to conference only is Alabama.
Yep.
Alabama was supposed to play USC on September 5th. Now, I don't know if BYU wants the smoke of Alabama, but hey, I want to see a game. I'd rather see BYU lose by 50 to Alabama and take that chance than no football season at all. So there's definitely some intriguing possibilities. And as Dave McCann mentioned, BYU's got a great relationship with ESPN, and it's year one of a new TV deal with the worldwide leader. And, you know, and also guys like Dave Brown who pieced together these college football schedules. There's no precedent to this. I think this, if these leagues have the mentality of let's just get a season to happen.
Yep.
Who cares about strength of schedule?
Yep.
Who cares about the possibility of losing a game to a program like BYU? Let's just get the games off the ground and make it happen. And hopefully these cases go down with COVID-19 and people are taking things serious, that the recommendations by the CDC and the state health departments. But you know, if that can happen, we do see football. I think there's some great possibilities, but I do think the Mountain West Conference can definitely be a party that can help
yes.
BYU, and I think they would be willing to. And as much as there's some bad blood between from the Mountain West Conference side of things towards BYU, I still think they see the value in playing BYU. There's no coincidence that the fact that these that league has pretty much seen everyone play BYU since they've been an independent. There's only a few holdouts in Air Force and Colorado State, but everyone else has pretty much played BYU. So I think ultimately, push comes to shove, they would look at it and say, we got to play BYU if we're going to have a season this year.
Yeah, and the regional thing makes a lot of sense to me, too, because you take it like a Wyoming or an Air Force, and maybe those are situations where things are under control. I mean, Wyoming, for instance, they've got an opening, obviously, with the cancellation of that Utah game, so maybe September 19th makes sense for BYU and Wyoming, and if both of those states are kind of along the same path and it's safe and it makes sense, that's easy. It's going to be fascinating. It definitely feels doom and gloom. We're not quite yet to that point. And I would even say this, Mitch, one of our options in the poll is maybe it's an all independence thing. UConn's obviously got some holes now. Maybe you play UConn twice and cross your fingers Notre Dame slides in there. But even if it's a Dixie State and maybe you throw in like a Snow College and UConn twice, I'm still overjoyed by that. I don't understand why there is some hate and even some fans poking fun of BYU. Oh, you're going to play nobody. You're going to play nobody. It's a pandemic. We've never been through this. If you're able to safely play a season against anybody, sign me up, because the alternative is more. No, we've had no sports for what, 4 months now, Mitch? How have we done it? Me and you are diehard sports fans. I don't know how I've done it. Even my wife said this the other day, and I could not believe it. She said, "I miss football," and I shed a tear. We love sports, and if we can have it back in any form, if that's playing UConn four times, I am all for it. So
yeah, I'm with you there. It was 4 months ago today when the Utah Jazz were in Oklahoma City, and Rudy Gobert was diagnosed with COVID-19. And I got to say, it feels like we're experiencing deja vu again.
Yes.
With college football potentially slowly shutting down. And you just wonder, it's like, have we learned anything? I mean, because the thing is that's been frustrating is that we're hearing all this stuff about COVID-19, and it feels like we're not making any progress towards actually having more knowledge and education about it and getting anywhere closer to slowing this thing down. And it's just been frustrating, the whole thing. And so,
yeah,
I'm going to wear the mask. I'm going to do what I'm told to make it happen, because I'm frustrated and I want to see sports happen and I don't want to see this take place. And I would argue, too, a lot of these college football players, they want to make the season happen. They want the season to take place. They want to play this fall. But, man, the powers that be, it just feels like they're we're headed towards a situation where we might be facing potentially no season. But let's keep our fingers crossed and stay optimistic and hope that we do see a college football season, because I do think that BYU can find a way to get some games with the Mountain West Conference, with the backing of ESPN, with the independents out there and FCS teams. It could work out for BYU. They can make this thing work, and it could be a real positive thing if, in fact, the season does happen.
Lots of texts coming in. We got to take a break, but keep them coming. 57500. You can tweet us as well, KSL Sports, Mitch underscore Harper, Biamonte Matt. We'll get to those as they come in and as we can. But on the other side, we're going to take a national look at the landscape of college football with Brett McMurphy, a college football insider over at Stadium. We'll do that after the break. Stay with us here. News, traffic, and weather up next. It's Cougar Sports Saturday, powered by KSLSports.com.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to Give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.